Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and moves to third. Gehringer tags and moves to second. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson misplays the ball. That's an error on Richardson. Porter moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to second to double up Fonseca. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 0 in the game. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Whitehill bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive towards third. Sewell catches it and steps on third to double up Heilman. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Porter steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richardson. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Gardner pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Lind moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner scores. Lind moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richardson takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson bunts for a single. Fonseca moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Jameson moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lind is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Shea and he is out, Richardson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fothergill bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. 1 out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. 2 outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is walked intentionally. John Stone pinch hits for Merv Shea. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Heine Scubble now playing shortstop. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Lind reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.